Glad You Asked podcast.
What up, what up?
What up?
Ooh, there I am. I have a voice now.
Hello.
Very nice. Oliver Bixby here with
Ashtray.
Ashtray.
Also known as Ash.
What's going on?
Hey, man, not too much.
All right.
You enjoying the weekend so far?
So far. It's a need to relax. It's been like a hell of a week.
It has been.
Sure.
Mine was a 4-day week and it felt like an 8-day week.
That's right. You did have a 4-day week.
And I got out early yesterday. And it still felt long.
There's just something about this whole Arctic January just dead of winter thing that's just getting to me.
Brings you down. Just down.
But like you said, before you know it, it's going to be...
We're going to be complaining about the heat.
It's going to be pretty.
It'll be nice. So what's new?
I just finished watching Breaking Bad, as you know.
Say what?
Literally 3-4 hours ago, I finished...
Oh, you actually finished it this lesson. Morning.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that early morning Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Waking Bad.
I was waking bad. I tried to do it last night, but then I was just like, because I kind of like being that in this kind of like weird state of mind when I'm watching it.
Oh, sure.
Because
because
it's so messed up.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to just be like, do-do-do-do-do. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not a casual viewing thing as far as I'm concerned.
Like, you should have a few drinks or something.
Yeah, you gotta chill.
Et cetera.
You gotta chill.
But yeah, I couldn't handle it like late last night, so then I just woke up and just first thing, like, finished it off.
Was it just, did you only watch the series finale this morning, or was it the last two?
The last two.
Oh, see, I like that build then, too.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to talk a little bit about it?
Do you want to talk?
I want to pick your brain.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just say right now, spoiler fucking alert.
Yeah.
Because this shit's about to get real. So if you haven't watched Breaking Bad, first of all, you're a fucking idiot.
No, well, you know.
I mean, not like
maybe
that.
Maybe you're busy.
Right.
But sure. You need to watch it.
So watch it, but don't listen to the rest of this. But do listen to it because we need some fucking listeners.
Spoilers. So yes. Yeah, if you plan on watching Breaking Bad, just turn the shit off immediately.
Right. And listen to one of our other fine releases, such as
Episode
Bixby.
7.
Tumble Creep or Ashtray Menthol Drone. I'm putting plugs in here.
You're talking about actual music. I was like, right. I thought we were redirecting to other podcasts. I don't know. I'm very affectionate. No, that's not the right word. I'm very proud of last week's. For some reason, I just enjoyed our.
Oh,
I thought we were on.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime you talk about Star Wars and Starburst, I just realized that was both Star.
Yeah.
Should have talked about like Star Jones or fucking the New Jersey Star Ledger. I don't know. It's almost a star in it. Starfruit?
Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr with two R's. Peace and love.
Peace.
So Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
You liked how it ended. You per se. You knew what was gonna happen.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I felt pretty much the whole way like you make your guesses as to who's going to make it through, who's not going to make it through. And it lined up pretty well, I would say.
Was there anybody that didn't die that you thought was going to die?
Anyone that didn't die that I thought was going to die?
Right.
No one like super important.
Okay.
No. Like, but on the other flip side, people who died, I didn't think would die.
That was going to be my next question.
Just, I would say Agent Gomez,
yeah.
But that's only because like, I mean, I didn't really think about him one way or the other.
Right. He was such a small part, really.
He's like a secondary character. He's in a lot of episodes. But
right. But it's almost just sidekick.
He's not someone that you like really feel for throughout the series.
Yeah. You never really heard his story. Like, you don't really know his background per se. You know?
Yeah.
It wasn't obviously as deep as all the other characters.
Yeah. So maybe to really start this out, you and I both started watching Breaking Bad episode 1 when it first started.
Yeah, 2007, I think it was. 2007 or 8, I think 7.
I didn't know you at that point.
Right.
But we both independently started watching the show as it first started.
The series premiere evening.
Yeah, yeah.
The time, the first air ever.
Mm-hmm. I must have seen some commercials and I thought it looked cool.
That's what I did too.
I watched the first episode. I thought it was really good. And then, I don't know what happened, but then I lost it. And I knew it was one of those series that you had to watch, really follow. So then I just it just fell apart for me.
Sure.
But you stuck with it.
I stuck with it. I mean, I'm talking like I would literally make sure I had nothing going on Sunday night when it premiered.
Yeah.
Like, I would like sometimes rearrange like my work schedule. I swear to you. Like, I'd be like, oh, can I get out a little bit early tonight? Because I got to go fucking watch Breaking Bad. I'm not about to put DVR. When the fuck am I going to watch it? I don't even think we had DVR back then.
Can you cover my shift?
I said I got to watch Breaking Bad.
Wow.
But yeah, so I mean, I was fucking devoted. Like, that was my shit.
And you were left hanging at the end of every season.
That's the thing. Like,
waiting for the next year.
Like other people I know have marathoned it, like you.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm so jealous in some form because you could literally keep going. You know, you could be at the end of season one, the last episode, obviously, and then you don't have to wait an entire year like I had to. Like, it would premiere in...
Or 6 months.
Right, or 6 months or whatever. I mean, it was almost a year always, which was even worse.
Oh, but the way that they did it was like a full year?
Hanging.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's so that was shitty. But I think it was cool, though, too, because it really built up hype. Obviously, I mean, that's why they do it. You get that suspense.
Yeah.
But, like, that really made me just do a lot of research on the show and then really just, you know, just... couldn't wait for an actual release date to be posted and shit. And
yeah,
no, that's a great fucking show.
For sure.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I had stopped actually watching the way I was just watching episode one after the other at the end of season four. I wish I had taken just a little bit of a break.
Okay.
Cause I think for some reason there is like a big difference between the first four seasons and the last.
Absolutely. It seems like the production was like over the top for the last season, which would make sense. They had the money and they had the, you know, the viewership and all that shit.
Yeah.
But like, it's especially the first half of season five, like we were talking about, it's almost like it's so far fetched.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's borderline, like the whole plane crash and all that kind of thing. It was like one of those really like the whole, like cooking, you know, meth in like the bug bombed homes and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like
that was
that was a little weird for me. I don't know. I think it was just kind of a
stretch. It gets a little too far fetched.
And there was too much, like what I thought is there was too much like focus on Jesse. Like there'd be these long drawn out scenes of him just like sitting there depressed. It's like, we fucking get it. You're depressed.
Really?
Yeah.
You thought there was too much focus on Jesse?
In his just boring ass laying around doing nothing or doing drugs or whatever the fuck he was doing. I don't know. I just thought it was a little. I don't know. I think they wasted a couple episodes, as far as I'm concerned. I will give.
I didn't feel that at all. But really? That's
interesting.
Perspective.
The last half of, you know, like the actual second half of season five.
Yeah.
Like Vince Gilligan said, like, okay, be prepared. These are going to be like the most fast paced, like just intense 8 episodes you'll ever see of like any show. And I think he basically delivered. I mean, almost every episode on the second half of season five, I mean, I thought was very, very, like, they felt long. Like, it's an hour-long show on TV with commercials, and, like, it felt like you were, like, you're exhausted.
It was emotionally draining.
Yeah, like, for real.
For sure.
And then I would record them, too, and I'd watch them again the next night, just to, you know, scratch the surface of what I missed or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how, like, when you go back and watch it again, you catch a lot of shit.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm glad you liked it, though. I was pushing you for a while to watch that, and then you just randomly just did it. That was tight.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no reason for me to not, just because, I don't know, I haven't been watching TV, like, a whole lot lately. But I just, I don't know. I must have just been bored and thought, like, I need something to get into.
Yeah.
So I did. And I would say, yeah, also, because you were saying, like, season five gets a little far-fetched.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's like a totally different show after that because
it felt different.
After Gus dies, like, I don't know. There was that point where, like, I kind of wanted to just stop watching for a while. Not because it, like, got boring necessarily, but, like, I felt like there was this finality to it. Like, and there was that point where he could have walked away.
Right, exactly.
And then he gets back into it. And that's in, like, so many different things, like Godfather, Scarface.
Right, exactly. There's like, always, you have outs.
There's that point where, like, if you just stop right now.
But it's, like, always, they always wait for it till it's too late.
It's just, like, the ego just gets a hold of them, and they just.
Crazy.
So.
That's just a great show.
What was your favorite episode?
My favorite episode.
If you can recall.
I mean, to be honest, I really enjoyed the finale. I thought it was really fucking good.
Yeah.
I really liked how they brought back the people that own Grey Matter.
Oh, right. From Gretchen way and Elliot. Back, yeah.
That scene in general is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
When he's, like, I literally jumped watching it, too. I don't know if you did.
What?
When he's, like, you know, standing behind him, and all of a sudden he just flashes his hand or whatever, and then the red dots come on, and it's like, boom, like the music just fucking ding.
Yeah.
That, literally, I literally jumped.
Yeah.
Like, and then just the line he uses, something like, well, cheer up, happy people. Or joke. Cheer up, beautiful people. All, I'm like, Jesus Christ, he's turning into a psychopath.
Right, right, right. Yeah, like we were talking about, like that whole last season, like you keep flipping back and forth between like
Scarface and Mr. Chips. That's what it was.
Like, I don't know if I want this guy to die right now or if I want to see where this keeps going.
Some of it was like, I can just picture like, I don't know, I can just imagine someone like him that tries like almost, like it's almost like he had watched so many like crime movies and stuff.
Sure.
And it's funny, like he would come across, you know, not over until I say it's over.
Yeah.
It's like so
you feel
cliche.
Like he got that line from somewhere or whatever.
Was, and I think it was probably intentional because obviously the dude didn't have all the power right away, but the way he, you know, came across was almost so, it was like almost nerdy the way he was, you know.
Right.
No. Like the classic line, I'm not in the whatever business, I'm in the Empire business. Oh, that's real clever.
Yeah. Like, and literally, I think cool, every time he puts on that black hat, I'm just thinking, like, you fucking dork, essentially. Right. Like,
well, they actually had a song, too. If you noticed, every single time he'd put that hat on, there was a specific song that would play. It was pretty tight, too.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Like, the music is different?
Yep. And I happened to notice that, like, I think maybe it was the last episode or the second last episode when he's in, like, the cabin.
Yeah.
And he puts it on. It was a specific...
Damn.
I think they call it, like... Like, you know, like the theme is, I don't know if it's called like Heisenberg's theme or something like that. It's every single time the hat goes on, there's a specific,
damn,
like very like mystery sounding.
So that's supposed to be like a transformation. Every time he puts the hat on, suddenly he's Heisenberg.
Exactly. I think that's like the, like his, his like switch.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So who's your favorite character?
My favorite character. I mean, like, I really liked Skinny Pete. That dude cracked me up. Like, he was hilarious. I feel like I know people like that, but not, like, on that creepy, like, drug level.
Yeah.
But, like, just, I don't know, just, like, the crazy, like, conspiracies that him and Badger would think of. I thought that was just hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Or that whole, like, Star Trek episode that Badger thought of.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just, this is cliche. Walt was my favorite character.
Okay.
I mean, I just thought it was really cool.
I don't know. There's something about Walt where it's like, obviously the whole show is about him. He's the main character.
Right.
But he's like, it's too obvious for me to like him like that.
Like I said, it's very cliche.
I would say Jesse's my favorite character. I mean, I don't know.
I totally agree.
I feel like I knew where he was coming from a lot of the time and like, I could always like put myself in his shoes.
Well, he had like a good heart, and it was like he was pushed so much by Walt to get back into it when he really wanted to, like, you know, he had all those girlfriends and stuff and wanted to, like, you could tell he wanted to like settle down and do whatever.
Yeah.
But oh my God.
And I remember we were talking and I said I liked the character of Hank. And you seem surprised.
Yeah.
You're like, you like Hank?
I didn't like him. I just thought he was an arrogant asshole. I think he certainly meant well. Like, you could tell he liked his job. But I don't know. He was just fucking annoying. He was so fake. Like, those random scenes where he'd be, like, having, like, little breakdowns and stuff. Because of that whole, like, tortoise blowing up and shit in Mexico. And he's all scared.
Yeah.
And he just would put on such a facade. Like, you know, calling everybody names and making fun of them and all this shit.
Well, he's...
Which is fine. But he just thought he was Mr. Macho, man.
I love the character of Hank.
It was great. It was played wonderfully.
I think he's the only noble character in, like, the entire series.
He really never did anything.
And, like, I got him. Like, I felt like I understood him completely. Like, I feel like I know, like, some guys like him.
Sure.
Where it's like, yeah, they put on this front to act like a big tough guy, but he's got that soft center.
That's right. The soft, gooey center.
And, like, I just think he was real in that, like, he saw some shit, like, that the tortoise blow up.
Sure.
And he got kind of, like, shell-shocked almost.
Good pun, because turtles have shells.
Shell-shocked.
Shell-shocked.
And
but yeah, no, I totally agree with you on that.
And he totally goes down that like obsessive like Captain Ahab like thing where like he's like giving up promotions. He's like putting his job and career on the line just for what seems like such a little investigation. But he knows like that there's something there, like exactly. if he just keeps digging.
And he did.
Yeah.
And he technically, I mean, he figured it all out. That was impressive.
Right. That to me was some of the best shit. Was like when he put that little note together from the book when he goes and finds the thing from
with the same
from Gale
penmanship and shit.
Yeah.
That was impressive. And he's you can tell like though too it's he really cares about Walt of course and obviously the whole family. But it's like he was like you could just tell he did not want that shit to match. Even though, of course, it would have been great, and he solved it, and he wanted to, you know, break the case, but you could tell, like, he was just, you know, no, like, he did not want that to be the truth. He didn't want to accept that truth.
Right.
But he sure the fuck did.
Right. Well, yeah, because that's, I mean.
My favorite character was Walter Jr.
Okay, here's my question.
He always wanted breakfast.
Maybe you know this.
Yeah.
Is the guy who played Walter Jr. actually disabled?
Yes.
So he actually, okay.
But he would really play it up even more.
Oh,
like
okay.
he would. I was reading some stuff about him and stuff. He's like a really good actor, of course. But yeah, he actually has, I think, you know, cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
But he would also like, I don't know if he'd stay up really, really late or something prior to filming, or he would do like he would literally, I mean, get into it to where he would like wear himself down.
Yeah.
So when he was on the show, he could do those like slurring his words and stuff, and like so that was all real.
He played up his own.
He played disability. Up his own disability to make it that much more believable, I guess. But yeah, like he literally, I don't know if it was like he stayed up or he would do something just to get like, you know, that.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, it was very authentic, obviously.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's dedication.
It is. Dedicated actor. I thought it was just a fabulous, fabulous show.
Now, are you kind of where I am, where like you would think it's the best television you've ever seen?
Absolutely. I'm currently in the middle of The Sopranos.
Right.
Which I am absolutely obsessed with.
Yeah.
And it's on par. I think storytelling wise, Breaking Bad still has it beat. I think it's the best, you know, drama or script, you know, obviously take sitcoms and shit like that out of the mix here. But I would definitely say it's the best show I've ever seen.
Okay.
By far. It never disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I was ever, you know, certain episodes, like anything, you're like, oh, yeah, that was pretty good. But I was never like, that fucking sucked. Like, I never stopped watching it.
Yeah.
See, next you got to get into, like, Mad Men. Have you seen The Sopranos?
I've never seen an episode of The Sopranos. I've never seen an episode of Mad Men.
Okay, well, I have both.
This is,
so
you know what it took for me to sit down and watch Breaking Bad?
I'm very proud of you, Oliver.
We're talking 62 episodes, mm-hmm. what, 45 minutes a piece?
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking time.
I think that's the perfect amount of a series.
I agree.
Like lengthwise, it was just right there in terms of if there was too much more, you're drawing out the show.
And that's the thing. They never really watered down too many episodes either. It was always pertinent shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
I mean,
right.
like, I think even Vince Gilligan even said something like he could have won another season or two seasons, but it wouldn't have. It's like Seinfeld. They went out on a high note. He didn't want to just keep it going for the sake of money. He didn't necessarily care about that so much. It's
right.
I mean, that show has won so many awards.
Right.
So many.
That's what I'm saying. Just like
incredible.
Get just condense it down to like the important stuff, and cut out all the fluff.
It's condensed soup.
Yes.
It's like a bouillon cube.
Yeah.
You know,
because I mean, I think it's like a great show, and I think it's gonna go down as like one of the best ever.
And it'll be cool, like in 20 years, if people are talking about Breaking Bad, I'm sure they will. Again, just from all the merit, all the fucking awards,
for sure.
We need to do something like that, for Christ's sake.
That's what I'm saying.
God,
something. Jeez. Awesome.
Well, I'm very proud of you for watching it.
Thank you.
Thank you for fulfilling that dream.
Glad I can make that dream come true.
Oh, and then I felt so bad too, because we were on our way to Chipotle one day.
Yeah.
We were talking about Breaking Bad, and I totally just, and I've been so good about not spoiling it for people at work, at home, anyone. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh yeah, you know, did you hear in New Mexico they actually did like a fake funeral for Walter White? And you were like, you gave me this look of like,
fuck
what?
You.
What? And then I look over you, I'm like, what? You're like, you just ruined the ending. I'm like, no. I'm like, literally, like, my heart sunk. I'm like, fuck. And I'm just like, no. They did a funeral for the whole show. No, yeah. You know.
No, I figured.
I know. But that makes me feel a little bit better that, first of all, you didn't kill me. And second of all, that you already assumed the inevitable. But I'm glad I didn't give away how it happened and shit.
Sure.
Because a lot of people thought the cancer was going to take him.
Oh, sure.
Which I think it would have if he would have kept going, kind of thing.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because you barely could make it back to New Mexico.
Yeah, I couldn't. I didn't know which. Yeah, I didn't know what was going to kill him. I just knew he wouldn't make it through the end of the last episode.
I really thought that Jesse was going to die, too.
You did? You thought he was going to die at some point?
I did. And that's a problem, too. Like, they left that so wide open. There's a lot of, like, speculation online, you know, for all these, you know, conspiracy-type theorist shit. But they were saying, like, if the show would have continued...
Yeah.
His fingerprints were all over that fucking lab. Like, the one where Walt died in. Like, the
sure.
The Nazi lab.
Yeah.
They would have caught up with him. Like, they still think that he still would have done, like, jail time or something.
Right.
Like, if it kept going. But then maybe he went to Alaska, like, that whole thing. It's, like, so many speculations.
If you look at the whole the series as a whole, like...
Right.
Jesse should have been in prison, like, 15 times over.
Right. And it's... Like Vince Gilligan said again, like I saw like all those I was telling you, they had like that talking bad like talk show after the final 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Just, you know, reevaluate it and Vince Gilligan would talk, blah, blah, blah. So he was saying like about the last episode or about the season, you know, series finale, saying we're going to tie up all the loose ends. And I think they did other than Jesse.
Yeah.
And I guess, well, and again, I guess how far do you want things tied? But, you know. Lydia died, so that's done.
Yeah.
Like, they pretty much tied up every loose end. Yeah. And, like, that whole, like, when they're out in the desert and they're taking Jesse away, and then Walt tells him to stop, and then just the random drop of, oh, by the way, I watched Jane die. Like, that was
right.
Just twisting the knife.
Right.
He was a fucking bastard out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few moments in the last couple seasons where it just... You almost feel sick.
Yeah.
Like, to your stomach watching it. Like, some of the people that die.
It was emotionally draining. It really was.
Yeah.
I was exhausted after some of those episodes. You know, you can't, like, fall asleep right after. Just keep
you up. Why can't a guy just cook a little crystal meth, make some money,
and be done.
Leave it to his family, and just
disclaimer,
have a nice day?
We're not doing that, and we're not going to do that.
I'm just saying, I know it's not possible, but why can't it be?
So many laws and regulations prevent that. It's a shame.
God damn it. All right.
Cool.
Well, yeah.
We could have this conversation.
I don't know what else to do with myself now.
I know. It's like you're lost.
Well, maybe I just have all this free time now.
See, there you go. I know. I'm like, I think I have 2.5 seasons left of The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself too, like, okay. Like, I watch an episode every single night, if not a couple. And like, if I have a day off, I might watch like 3 or 4. And I'm like almost kicking myself in the ass for doing that, because it's like, I don't want it to end. I don't want to run out of episodes.
Yeah.
And when I'm done, what the fuck am I going to do?
Well, you've heard how it ends, right?
Yes,
how the series ends.
I don't know the exact specific. I know that it ends. It's a crappy ending. That I know.
Yeah.
And I know that it probably leaves a lot of shit open.
Well, I don't know about crappy ending. Like, I think some people think it's an amazing ending.
Well, right.
So I'm just saying, like, in a technical sense, on screen, what happens?
Right. It just cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's
literally all I know about The Sopranos. That it just cuts in the middle of a fucking sentence.
That's
or
all I knew
like
too. Yeah, it's gonna be. I'm glad that
I think
know
that's
what's
brilliant.
Coming. I think it is too.
Like, I don't even need to watch it. I know that's brilliant.
Right
at like end something.
And again, I'm kind of happy that I do know how it ends, so I don't set myself up to be disappointed.
Sure.
Like, the show's been great. I really don't care how it ends, because it's been amazing.
It's been so good to me.
It's been so good to me.
Yeah. So what's with all like. Why are all the good shows and movies about, like...
About bad things?
Yeah, like mobs and drug kingpins.
Well, here, let's name a couple shows off. Obviously, Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. The Sopranos.
The Sopranos. God. Well, here, let's go into a little detail, though. Breaking Bad. Cooking crystal meth. Killing people. All that shit.
Yeah.
Sopranos. Killing people. Drug dealing. Stealing.
Yeah.
Infidelity. Mad Men is literally, like... The entire series is just an affair. I mean, that's just completely, and lying, extreme amounts of lying.
But see, none of those are crimes. So Mad Men, everyone gets away with it.
That's right. That one's fine. But yeah, like all those shows, it's like, it's never anything really happy per se.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like,
it's very real.
Why are people so drawn to these? Like,
I think it's a fantasy. It's like a lot of people want, they would almost want to live lives like this, but of course they know that they can't, or they're, you know, they just know that it's illegal or whatever. It's people want to, it's just like video games. Like,
so we just live vicariously through these.
I think so. I think that's why they do that.
Okay. Yeah.
I would say. All right. Well, that's enough of that.
That's enough of that.
That was good.
For sure.
So if you haven't, if you listen to this whole thing and you haven't watched Breaking Bad, I'm sorry.
We warned you.
We warned you multiple times. Okay. But if you haven't seen it, or you have, or what, just go watch it again, okay? It's really good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch it again.
Yeah, eventually. Starting all over.
All right.
Okay.
Well, next time, let's get some questions going here.
Yeah, Jesus. What are you people waiting for?
Yes. Glad you asked.
Monsters got me really gassy.
Oh, that's real nice.
But yeah, sorry. Go ahead with the...
Glad you asked at bumbershootrecords.com. Send us questions.
We need questions. It can be anything.
Love you.
Bye. No, for real. Bye.